First, let's turn to Washington, where Congress is back from its holiday break today. And among the first items of business in the Senate, a bill that will extend benefits for the long-term unemployed. Those benefits expired at the end of 2013. Here's Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid speaking on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday.
It's the right thing to do. We have long-term unemployment, and that's why the American people support this. Democrats, independents, and Republicans.
And in the House, which reconvenes tomorrow, members will take up a bill that would safeguard personal data on the federal healthcare site healthcare.gov. Joining me now with more is NPR digital politics editor Charlie Mattesi. And Charlie, welcome.
Hi, Meghna.
So happy new year to you, Charlie. But first of all, let's talk about those unemployment benefits and the extension thereof. Who's proposing it? And what would it actually do to those who got their benefits cut off at the end of last year?
Well, it's no coincidence that the two senators who are carrying the ball on the proposal to extend unemployment benefits, that is Democrat Jack Reed of Rhode Island and Republican Dean Heller of Nevada, both of them represent two states that have the highest unemployment rates in the nation. Both states were tied for dead last in the nation, according to the latest data, with rates at about 9%, which is well above the national average. And so the emergency program we're talking about here had extended the duration of time that a person could collect unemployment benefits beyond the standard 26-week period. And what Reed and Heller would do is temporarily extend the emergency jobless benefits that expired on December 28th for an additional 3 months.
Okay, so what does that mean for, say, members of the Republican Party who opposed any extension of those benefits?
Well, for the Republican Party, there's a real political tightrope here. Some Republicans are open to extending the benefits, but only if the spending is offset with budget cuts elsewhere. Then you have others who have philosophical objections because they think that a continued extension perpetuates the problem by incentivizing people from working. But in any case, the political problem that faces the Republican Party here is that it just makes for bad optics, the bad optics of seeming callous to the pain that many are going to feel from the cutoff. And that, of course, feeds into the income inequality message that's shaping up as a very important Democratic messaging and election theme this year.
Mm. Well, let's turn to the House side, if we can, Charlie. When it comes back, the House is expected to take a closer look at healthcare.gov with a series of bills, I understand, that seek to protect people from data breaches on that website. And specifically tomorrow, a bill is being proposed that would require the Department of Health and Human Services to notify individuals whose privacy is compromised in a data breach. Tell us a little bit more about this.
Well, just as Democrats plan to focus on income inequality, Republicans plan to continue their opposition to the president's health care law. And the latest front in the battle over Obamacare is this area of data security. And when I say data security, that is the security of the personal information that healthcare.gov collects. And as things stand now, the administration has the ability to determine whether there's a risk of harm as a result of data breaches. The Republican effort, though, is designed to strengthen any online security requirements and also to require prompt notification of the individuals that are affected. And so the bill puts Democrats in a tough place, especially when you consider it comes in the wake of the well-publicized data breaches at the retailer Target. Mm-hmm. And so Democrats view the measure as the latest Republican attempt to hamstring the law. And of course, the administration says there's nothing to worry about. But on the other hand, in an election year, who wants to vote against a measure that aims to make personal information more secure? And that's a pretty touchy vote, especially in an election year like 2014.
Indeed. And I see here that Majority Leader Eric Cantor wrote in a memo to House Republicans last week that these steps will be part of the overall effort to protect the American people from the harmful effects of Obamacare by ultimately repealing and replacing the law with patient-focused reform. So, you know, it is part of a, you know, death by a thousand cut strategy, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, I think we're probably going to see something close to the same pedal to the metal approach that we saw last year, because after all, Obamacare is going to be a central theme for Republicans in 2014. So they're going to be looking to highlight its flaws at every opportunity, just as Democrats understand that in many ways, their fate is also tied to its successes or failures. Mm.
Now, Charlie, in the last minute that we have you, let's talk about Liz Cheney, because we learned this morning that she is dropping out of the Senate race in Wyoming against incumbent Mike Enzi. And that race had sparked a lot of controversy within the Republican Party and, in fact, within her own family. Why is she bowing out now?
Well, that's a good question. Her decision to drop out of the race is obviously the bombshell that all Washington's talking about today. And, you know, in her statement, she said that she pointed to unspecified health concerns within her family. But I think at the same time, it's also true that her campaign has struggled to get traction in Wyoming. And according to some polls, she was trailing pretty badly. And I think that may have played a role in the decision to end the bid. You know, when you take a look at that campaign, one big problem that she had was that the Republican establishment in Wyoming had coalesced around Mike Enzi, who's pretty turns out to be pretty well-liked around the state. And rather than deciding to retire to avoid a bruising primary, it turns out that Enzi wanted to fight back and decided to stay in the race.
NPR's digital politics editor, Charlie Mattesi. And Charlie, thank you as always.
Thank you, Magna.